Alright, so now it's going back here. So you understand why, when you have too many wives, it's Malbei Nashim Malbei Kshofim, right? So Loshin Kshofim is, excuse me, Gemara in Sanhedrin, what does it mean? It means Makhish Palmalei Shomala. The connecting with the lower worlds, you're changing your connection to the Palmalia Shomali. What does it mean? It means you're trying to change the form and the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, created his world. The spiritual, the metaphysical form in the world. That's what it represents, Kshafim. So, a man represents Surah, represents form. Maral says it represents form. So, when you have too many wives and they're not getting what they need, so there's going to be, you know, there's going to be machlok, is going to be like strife between them. They're all going to fight over your love. And even the one that hates you, like the Rabbeinu Yonah says, she's going to try double to get your love. So they're going to turn to Kshofim. That's what the Mishnah says. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. What does it mean that they turn to Kshofim? A husband represents Surah, represents the form, the way the world, or their world, should be. That's the Surah that they see in the world. When that Surah, from that Surah, they can't get in the normal and the correct way what they need, so they're going to try and battle that Surah. They're going to try and negate that Surah. Negation of that Surah is Kshofim. That's what Kshofim means. Makhish Pamayasmer, to negate that form. So Malbei Nashim, and who aren't going to get from you what they need, is going to be Malbei Kshofim. Is going to cause them to negate your surah, to get your form. And that's going to be Malbei Kshofim. Therefore you're going to be blamed for that, because you're the one who actually caused that to happen. And that breaking of your surah, your way of spiritually connecting, right? That way they feel they're going to get more of you. And that's going to cause, basically, that's going to cause you to go away from the straight way. So that's why a person should be Malbei Nashim. Because it will cause you to go away from the Tzura, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you way, in the Tzura of being a Tzelem Elohim. And that's what Kshofim, more than one wife or many wives, will cause you to do. Right? That's it. Yeah?
Like the best
of whatever, yeah. Marbe Torah. When a person's Marbe, he does a lot of Torah learning. He's Marbe Chaim. He's Marbe Life. Right? Zeh Hadava. This is the matter connected Masha Amar. What we say. Marbe Basa, Marbe Riba. If you Marbe yourself the physicalities of life, you Marbe yourself the how you say it,
worms.
The worms represent the when the person's decay. The physical part of you is going to decay. You're increasing that aspect of you which is going to decay. When you're increasing yourself in Torah, you're increasing that part of you which continues to live. Your neshama never dies. A person, you know, someone asked me this the other day. What's the proof of Tchias HaMeisim? Rabbi, I don't feel Tchias HaMeisim. I don't feel the resurrection of the dead. Right? Don't feel it. So I told them to. In the Torah, it doesn't state specifically the resurrection of the dead, the world to come. Why? Because it's a level which a person can't relate to. We can all relate to the physical world. We can relate to a chair, a table, right? You can't relate to a world of just spirituality because we're not there. So it can only be nirmaz in the Torah. It can only be remez in the Torah. It can be hinted in the Torah. As Yashir, which is a remez of Tchias HaMeisim. Hayom la'sotam. Today is the time for doing them in this world. L'macha l'kabal schara. Tomorrow to reach the schara. To diuk in the Torah. Right? But it's not mentioned the world to come. Because it's not something we can relate to. The Torah deals in the physical world. So it speaks about things we can relate to. And if we can't speak about things we can't relate to. But how can you feel those things? Everyone knows, everyone's been to funerals, everyone knows that this piece of meat of you, this corpse dies and you bury it and it disintegrates. Everyone understands that. No one doesn't think that. But if you ask a person truthfully, does he feel that he's going to die? He'll tell you no. Even an old 90-year-old woman, right, or man, and you ask them, do you feel you're going to die? They'll say no. They feel like life just whizzed past them. They don't feel differently even. They might feel aches and pains of their physical body, but in terms of their mind, they still feel young. You understand what I'm saying? You don't feel that you're, 25 or 35 or whatever age you are, right? You don't feel that.
I'm not 35.
Yeah, not you. But a person doesn't feel that way, right? He still feels young. He doesn't feel those years passing. You might feel, the hair pulls a little, it gets grayer, right? The beard gets on a bit bigger.
You don't feel...
No. I feel like I was 18. The same sort of feeling. I feel you. Of course, you're more matured. You're a husband, you're a father, you're a teacher. You're something. But that's something which happened to you rather than changing who you are, your core, who you are. But I think that doesn't change so quickly. You might perfect it, right? The better aspects of you might come out. But the who you are and how you feel, because you don't really grow old. The neshama doesn't die, it lives for eternity. So why don't we deal with those things which live for eternity and not deal with that thing which is going to be eaten by the worms?
Sounds great.
So that's what this Mishnah is speaking about. So it says, Sha'al yedei hata'anuk, that through physical pleasures, yit katsru yamav, his days will be shorter.
Shabbos is all about ta'anugin.
That's Shtarach Mitzvah. And the reason Shabbos is ta'anug, the reason Shabbos is like physical benefit, is because it's a day of Kula Oneg, it's a day of Me'en Olam Haba, which is Oneg Ruchani. So in order to measure up the spiritual benefit with the physical benefit, we have to meet Aneg Gufeinu, because we're still here in the physical world. It's really a complete Ta'anug for the spiritual, but in order for there to be a balance, we have to Me'aneg the physical. You understand? So we're still here in the physical world. We're not in the spiritual world. Shabbos represents Me'ein Olam Haba. So being, feeling that uplifted spiritual feeling, you have to balance out your physical. You have to be Ma'ane Gaguf. That's why Rashi says, why can't you, in Tanis, why can't you fast on Shabbos? Because you have a Neshama Yetzer. And you have Rochav HaLev, you have a widening of your heart. And so you have more of a desire to eat. Because the Rochav HaLev comes from spirituality. When a person has Rochav Lev, it means he's more spiritual. There's a widening of his heart. He has a good heart. He's a heart of giving. So it means that Rochav HaLev causes him, being in a physical body, a greater desire to eat. You understand?
Also, I must have a lot of soul.
Okay, maybe. It's true. People who are more chesed have more of a taiva. People who are more chesed have more Rochav Lev. People who are more din have din. Din means dire, enough. They're more katsa. They have less of the tivas. It's true. Mayim, the Chaim Vital speaks about Mayim. Mayim is chesed. And he says the psolet of chesed is tivas. Tivas. Desires, physical desires. For food and for other things as well. Yeah, that's what he says. Okay?
Are those the two strongest ones?
Huh?
Are those the two strongest desires of man?
Yeah. What other desires are there?
Yeah.
Once there was a desire for Avodah Zarah. That was a desire. Yitzhar for Avodah Zarah.
For chesed people? That sounds
like for Avodah Zarah, yeah.
Sounds like for Dan.
No. Avodah Zarah, Gemara says, sorry. The Ramban and Chumash is the first base of English connected of Rome. The first base of Migdash was connected of Rome. Avram.
I said,
it's a Ramban in Chumash. And he says,
it was a very chesedic.
Yes. So it's a chesed. What happened? What was the reason for destruction of the first base of Migdash?
Avodah Zarah,
Gilui Raos, and Shfichus Damim. Avodah Zarah means serving idols. Gilui Raos is illicit relationships. The Shfichus Damim means killing.
What does killing have to do?
Okay, so Avodah Zarah, right? Arias is easy to understand. Arias, it says when you marry your brother, your sister, sorry, it says Chesed. The Torah calls it Chesed. An extenuation, I love you. You know the ad? You're my brother, I love you, and I love you. It's extenuation of giving to everyone and in all forms is illicit relationships. Right? It's extension of self to others, right? There's no boundaries. I love my wife, I love your wife. Okay, yeah, well, one, the hippie movement, right? Right, that's extenuation of chesed that cause illicit relationships, right? We're all one, yeah, we're all one, right? Okay, whatever. That's psolid of chesed, that's not a good aspect of chesed. Chesed without boundaries is psolid, that's Yishmael, that's the Arabs, right? Now the Gemara says that Esakavim of Arias came to the world, 10 measures of illicit relationships came to the world, and 9 of them took Aravia, took the Arabs. That's the Psalm of Chesed, that's the Psalm of Rom, is Ishmael, that's the Arabs. Okay, that's Psalm of Chesed, that's in Chumash. That's Chesed. Yeah, it's Psalm of Chesed, it's a bad aspect, but the Midah, it comes from the Midah of Chesed. Bad aspect. The psolet of Yitzchak. Chazal. That's Chazal.
No, but the Arabs.
Yeah, that's Chazal. Okay. Now, so then you understand the Arias.
Well, I heard there's also ten aspects of ugliness.
Yeah. No, beauty. Beauty. 10 aspects of beauty, and 9 took Yerushalayim. That's spiritual beauty.
And 1 took.
I don't know, the rest of the world. One took the rest of the world.
Oh, I thought it was like 9.
No.
Kind of ugliness.
No. Anyway, now the next one. The next one is Avodah Zarah. What is Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is also, Chazal say, Lo Avdu Yisrael. It's a Rashi in Chumash. Lo Avdu Yisrael Avodah Zarah. Klal Yisrael didn't serve Avodah Zarah. Ela only Latir Lehemet Arayis, to allow them promiscuity. The whole purpose of Avodah Zarah, right, was to allow them to live with Sheker, with falsity, so they could allow themselves to go against the Torah.
It sounds like the Kshavim.
Yeah.
Changing the Torah.
Yeah. Changing the Torah so you can allow other things in.
The purpose of Avodah Zarah was to get to those relationships.
Right. And Shvichas Damim, Apple,
I thought there was a high from...
Yeah, it was a high, but it was a feeling like the feeling that we have for Arias. Because it's illicit relationships. The feeling of Avodah Zarah, we can't understand it, but the feeling of Avodah Zarah was the feeling of being Purek Ol, the feeling of being a free bird. You know all these African jungle music, which happens to be pop, right? That's Avodah Zarah. That's music of Avodah Zarah. That was ritual tribe music, which they used to do illicit relationships. They used to come into their tribe by doing all sorts of illicit relationships. It's a wildness of spirit. It creates a wildness of spirit. You know, all these boom trees are wildness of spirit. And that wildness means, you know, they make Coca-Cola, right? You know, everyone knows that Coke is bad for you, right?
I mean, it's cool with the salt.
Oh, forget that. Everyone knows Coca-Cola is bad for you. It's caffeine, it's sugar, destroys your teeth. Everyone knows that, right? So how are they going to advertise to get you to drink Coca-Cola? So the advertisement is, feel free, do your own thing. What does that induce in a person? Induces in a person is, don't think too much, don't use your head, just be a free bird. And when you're being a free bird, when you enact into a person this feeling of being a free bird and doing these things, the person doesn't think about tomorrow. He thinks about what he wants to enjoy now. So that's a way of selling Coca-Cola. You understand?
Smart.
Right? That's how they do it. So the same thing is about Zara. Be a free bird. Don't be meshuvah to Malchus Shamayim. Don't think. Allow Sheker to rule your life. That's material to do all your year. Have fun. Take it easy.
They must have a really strong time aspect.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But Avodah Zarah, yeah. That's why Chazal were metaken, the Chachamim were prayed, but they were removed, Avodah Zarah, from the world. And against that was removed Nevuah. Because what's Nevuah? Nevuah is bringing more Tzura into the world, bringing more form. Avodah Zarah is... Yeah, more form, more Tzura of a Kodesh Baruch Hu into the world. That's Nevuah. What's Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is Mevatel the Tzura. Mevatel the Tzura. You understand? It's nullification of the Tzura. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and that allows you to do whatever you want. Be a free bird, so to speak. Yeah. You understand?
Okay.
Shichas Damim. A Shichas Damim comes from, again, if you understand Yishmael, Yishmael's Shofech Damim. It's an anger.
What's kill?
Blood.
We killed during the
law? No, yeah, there was killings. Mambes and Milis, the people killed each other.
Jews killed Jews?
Yeah. That's so, what Chazal said. Because I'm explaining to you. When there's an outbreak of self, right? And you connect to everything, right? So, like, you know, you've heard of these stories of the Arabs that kill their own children? Because they get annoyed with them.
I heard it with the girls, but not the
Yeah, okay, because the guys will defend themselves. The girls are going to defend the girls, right?
They'll rape them and kill them.
They'll kill them because it's like how can you do that? How can you do those things? It's like everyone's theirs. Everyone's within your domain. Everyone's within your domain, and you have control over them. And ultimate control is to kill someone. But it's not control. It's not control. The control. Not control. It's a lack of control. There's two ways of killing a person. There's a killing of Esav and there's a killing of Ishmael. The killing of Ishmael comes from a lack of control. The killing of Esav, the Germans didn't kill with a lack of control. They killed systematically. They killed in the most, like, you know, cold way. And masses they killed. They didn't just, like, you know, take a sword and kill everyone. They, like, Ishmael is like, yeah, that's just like a wild killing. Yeah.
Let's kill myself with it.
It's like a wild form of killing. It's melastim et abrius, like Chazal say. The first terrorist is Ishmael. Listim, right? What's a listim? Listim in Chazal is a person, you go, you're a traveler, you're going in the Midbar, and all of a sudden, boom, this guy comes and he takes your money and he's a terrorist. That's a terrorist. That's the first terrorist. That's what they are. That's not. It's a psolid of chesed. Don't say chesed. Psolid of chesed. It's a bad aspect of it. It's over chesed in a bad way, without bounds. So that's the first. How do you know? That's the first base of Migdash. That's tavos. That's tavos. That's desires. Yeah. Let's go back to Amul HaTorah. And through the toiling of the Torah, Yarichun Yamav will increase your days.
Before you go there, what was it? Can I get the second piece? Yitzchak,
yeah. And the third one, Yitzchak. So the din. So the Gemara says that the second base of Midrash was destroyed because they were done din terror.
They were judging.
They were judging according to the terror. Gemara Bab Metzia.
What's wrong with that?
So Gemara says, that's the question of the Gemara. Gemara says, what's wrong with that? So Gemara answers, they didn't do lifnim mishuras adin. They didn't with their din. They didn't put chesed. They didn't go beyond the letter of the law. They did al pi din terror. Right. So that, what did that cause? And there's another Gemara in Yom, which says that because of sinas chinam, because of hatred without a proper reason, the base of Mikdash was destroyed. So how do you fit the two Gemaras together? Because they were makbid on each other,
and even though it was the right din,
and they weren't mevata, and that wasn't what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted, for you to be makbid on your fellow Jew, even if it's right, even if it's al pi din. There should be an element of chesed, an element of vitu, of nifnimish, and there wasn't. So that's called sinas chinam. That caused hatred between the Jews.
Wow.
And that caused destruction of the second base of Mikdash. And that's the psolet of din. That's too much din is Esav. And that's the destruction of the second base of Mikdash. Okay? And Tiferes, which is Yaakov, which is a good balance, is the third base of Mikdash, Yibana Mimimabi Amenu, which won't destroy. That's called Rechava. There'll be wideness, there'll be proper measure, a widening of. Of that tsarness of din.
Sounds like chesed by itself.
The gamken who keneged mal ben nechasim mal bedaga. When a person increases his nechasim, his wealth, he increases his worry. Ki daga ta nechasim, the worry of a person's wealth, mekatzeret shnotav, will make short his days. Vedaga ta tera, and the worry about your learning, not to forget it. It's a big worry for a person, lemevin, for a person who understands the value of it. Kashe yachshov b'halacha, when a person thinks in the halacha, ad yoma dava, until he says a matter, dabu al ofanav, dava dabu al ofanav, until he says the matter perfectly on its proper ways. Ach ein yecholet ledaga hi, That worry about divrei Torah lasot lo ra. This is a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Brachos. It says there.
No, it's me.
Brachos says that daga is mekatze yamav shel adam, right? But dagas hatera is ma'arich yadam shel adam. Any worries that you're worried about, which is not Torah or something to do with mitzvahs, is going to be mekatze yamav.
Cool.
And anything that you're worried about, which is nothing connected to Torah, is going to shorten your days. Ma'arich yamav with Torah and mekatze yamav without
Torah. Shorten your days, not really.
Yeah, shorten your days.
By the way, real quick. So, do we have one-on-one stuff out of game? Shorter days.
It'll mean your days literally. People die of heart attack because they worry.
Oh, come on. Oh, that's true.
Okay.
You see Tamil Chacham die early too.
Not that many.
Really?
Tamil Chacham usually live longer.
Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. Rosh is pretty old. Rosh Taim is pretty old. Rosh Shmuel Oivach is pretty old. Rosh Shach was pretty old. Tamil Chacham usually live longer.
Yeah. You think if we did a study between like people worry about
I'm not saying if you're nothing to do with religious. If you're religious, you might have dag, you might have worries about panasa. If a Talmud Chacham, you should live longer. Yeah.
Okay.
If he's a real Talmud Chacham, you should live longer.
Okay. But you hear stories.
I don't know. This look. I don't know statistics. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it makes sense. If a person's worried about his physical reality, he's going to live less. Maybe a Talmid Chacham is going to be weaker. I don't know. And because of that, he's going to live less. I don't know. Maybe he pushes himself to limit because of that, he's going to live less. But in terms of worries, he's going to have less worries. His worries should be his Torah. Right?
Cool.
Let's go. And it says, Orech Yamim, the length of days, Shnot Chayim, and the years of life, V'shalom, and peace, Yosifula, will be added to him, the person who's learning Torah. V'alzeh Amashlom HaMelech, Alav HaShalom, Yiras Hashem, fear of God, which is a worry, Tosif Yamim, will add to you days, Ushnot Rishayim, and the days, the years of Rishayim, Tiktzorena, will be shortened, because they're worried about all their Averas and all their things they did.